There's a moment in your life when you know you're destined for something greater.
A Canisius College graduate has produced a nationally acclaimed film called Dream Girl. It is designed to inspire and empower women to reach their career goals. Erin Bagwell brings her film to several venues in Buffalo this week.
I am so excited to bring the film to Buffalo. It feels like such a homecoming for me.
Bagwell refers to herself as an Army brat. She once lived in Buffalo. She attended high school at Sacred Heart Academy and is a 2009 Canisius College graduate, where she studied digital media arts. She now uses those skills as the director and producer of her Dream Girl films, showcasing women-run companies.
I've never been the girl who let things go. When I want something, I'm going to get it.
What I've learned about myself, no textbook or class or person could have shown me that.
On Tuesday night, the film screened at UB's North Campus. Wednesday, Damon College will screen the film in the Wick Center. On Thursday, Bagwell returns to show the film at Sacred Heart. This leads up to a big Hollywood-style red carpet event Friday night at Canisius College as they welcome her back in the Montante Cultural Center for another screening.
I produced a 34-minute documentary at college, at Canisius, and premiered it at the Montante Cultural Center, you know, about 7 years ago. And for me to be able to bring Dream Girl, you know, my first feature-length film documentary to my hometown, it just means the world to me. I can't wait to be in that space again, and I'm sure it'll be super surreal to, you know, be around my professors and, you know, my family. And I'm just so proud to be from Buffalo, and I'm really, really excited to share this film with everyone.
Bagwell's film premiered in New York City this past June, and she received impressive reviews, including recognition from Oprah Winfrey. Following the debut, she's received more than 200 requests for screenings in 27 countries. In May, it was screened at the White House by the National Women's Business Council.
Hands down, one of the best days of my life and one of the scariest. We just kept thinking they were going to kick us out. We had a lot of imposter syndrome happenings while we were there, but just was the most incredible experience. We premiered it in front of 100 influencers from Washington, D.C., as well as our friends and family, and it was incredible. I don't think a lot of first-time filmmakers get to go to the White House and show their film there, so it's something we've just been really grateful for.
Bagwell lives in Brooklyn. She's the founder of Feminist Wednesdays, a feminist storytelling blog.
You know, just a tiny act of rebellion, I started a feminist storytelling blog called Feminist Wednesday, and really became super invested in women's stories because I was at a really corporate job and kind of needed this creative outlet. And by the time I quit my job to launch the Kickstarter campaign to fund the film, I was kind of really invested and interested in kind of seeing more women for more media for women. We raised $100,000 in 30 days for the Kickstarter, and I've been totally immersed in the world of, you know, female empowerment and women's entrepreneurism ever since.
So give us a little taste of what's in the film, if you can give us a little preview of what people can expect.
Yeah, I mean, we cover everything from self-sabotage to self-care to parental leave to trying to get investment and funding for your business. We have 5 main characters in the film. 4 out of our 5 main characters are women of color, which we're really proud of, and their ages range from 25 to 83. Our oldest entrepreneur is Clara Villarosa, who's an 83-year-old woman who ran the largest African-American bookstore in the country, and we really just wanted the film's mantra kind of to be a place of inspiration and support for, you know, women and men who are starting their companies, that they can kind of revisit at different points of their career. So whether they're in that startup phase, or, you know, they're looking to get investment, or they're working on their second or third business. We wanted this to be kind of a touchstone for people to be able to go back and watch again and again.
What has been the response to you? What have the ladies been telling you, or even the men out there?
Yeah, I mean, some of my favorite reviews of the film have actually been from men, because I think they're always shocked and surprised that they can empathize with strong female characters, and they see their stories and women's stories, which has just been really incredible. But I mean, to be honest with you, we've done 3 screenings in New York, and I have a tribe of women who attend every single screening, and that means the world to me. It's been so incredible to kind of tap into our audience and have people people really resonate with the content and, you know, not only want to see it again and again, but want to be in a room with other women who they consider their tribe and that they can have these really important conversations.
So feminism can't die. It's got to keep going, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, we all need to, you know, I'm really excited too of all the, you know, male friends that I have who are now becoming feminists. I feel like we're at such a cultural point where people are so excited about women's issues and women's empowerment. And we need to kind of understand that, you know, women's empowerment is feminism. And we need to kind of be in the same bracket when we talk about those things. So I get really jazzed up about feminist issues and topics, something I care deeply about. And we need to keep talking about it and promoting it. There's so much work to do, you know, in the United States and globally as well.
You have to dream it first.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Any person, male or female, could be a leader. I think anyone is capable. It just so happens that for us it's more complicated.
I hope that this is like the generation that changes.
Yeah.
Because I think that it's time for change.